The First Trail, Book 1.
Alina didn't know what evil felt like. Not yet. She only knew that something had shifted in the air of her bedroom. It used to smell like apple shampoo and crayons. Her bed was stacked with stuffed animals, warm plush bunnies and pastel unicorns that used to guard her through the night. The walls were painted a soft blush pink, with fading glow-in-the-dark stars clinging to the ceiling like memories that refused to fall. Her name was written in sparkly silver letters above the headboard, a crooked craft from a church fair long forgotten. But that night, her room was a tomb. The air was too still. The shadows on the wall moved even when nothing else did. Outside the door, the hallway light hummed like an old secret. And then she heard him. One step, two. The floorboard creaked near the door, the one that always made a sound, no matter how careful he tried to be. A soft knock, not gentle, just familiar.
"Hey, baby girl, you still up?"
Her body locked, 6 years old, in a cotton nightgown with a mermaid printed across the chest. Her hair was a soft halo of curls, tied in a loose puff by her mother earlier that evening, now frizzing from fear and sweat. She didn't answer, not because she was asleep, but because her spirit was already screaming. In the spirit realm, above the roof, the air cracked like thunder. Seraphiel, guardian of the innocent, hovered mid-air, his wings stretched wide like a solar eclipse, radiant and terrible. Each feather shimmered with heavenly steel, razor-edged and humming with holy judgment. His armor was forged of sapphire flame, inscribed with ancient law, runes that only the Father could speak fully. His eyes glowed white-hot, locked onto the man below like a predator forced into patience.
"He cannot cross this line,"
Seraphiel growled, voice rumbling through dimensions.
"She is sealed. She is marked. She is his."
Another presence arrived, a wind, invisible and sovereign, the Holy Spirit. Where Seraphiel burned, the Spirit breathed. Light moved around him like oil and water. He didn't speak with a mouth. He moved with purpose, layered in mercy, grief, and infinite power.
"You know the law,"
the Spirit said, voice like a thousand songs wrapped in one.
"He is head of the household. No prayer has been offered. Her covenant covering has been broken by those assigned to protect her."
"Then I'll break the protocol,"
Seraphiel spat, stepping toward the threshold of the room.
"I'll intervene. I'll kill him."
"And violate her free will? Spill blood prematurely?"
The Spirit replied gently.
"No, not yet."
The air behind them churned. A sickly black mist seeped through the cracks in the floor. Luriel arrived. Demon of defilement, ancient and slithering. It had no true face, only shifting bone and rot, but its voice sliced like rusted glass.
"No one will pray for her,"
it hissed.
"No one sees, no one hears, and silence is consent."
Back in the natural, the door creaked open. Alina didn't move. She stared at the wall where her butterfly nightlight flickered, pink and purple wings that used to make her smile. Now it was just a bug on the wall. The bed dipped behind her. She felt the shift, the warmth, the weight. She pulled her covers higher, barely breathing. Then, a hand, too rough, too low. She froze. Something deep inside her cracked, but no sound came out. No scream, no sob. Just a stillness too heavy for a six-year-old to carry. In heaven, a blast of light erupted across the cosmos. The court of heaven awakened.